The lawsuit traces its roots to the 1970s when Arizona, like many other states, decided to deinstitutionalize the mentally ill. The idea was to provide care in the community rather than have people warehoused at the state hospital. But Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Bernard Doherty ruled in 1985 these people were simply released from the hospital, with the state never setting up and funding the services they need to survive. Governor Jan Brewer said the settlement is long overdue.
They're going to have coverage that they were promised for 30 years that instituted the Arnold versus Sarn case, things that we knew that were necessary and important that weren't being delivered.
That includes everything from adequate medication to housing and job opportunities. And Brewer said the lawsuit has provided, as she called it, the hammer to ensure Arizona lives up to its obligations.
You know, I'm really, really proud, let me say this, that we were able to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish. And I think today we can proudly say that Arizona is the model on behavior health across the country.
Brewer said that's no small feat, given where the state started. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.